Shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for joining us to New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. Here we want to discuss with you together with Dr. Lightman one of the main social principles, justice and law. We want to build our lives here as one family in Israel and build a prototype for the whole world and to understand what it means to live as one family, to feel one another like one family. We're trying to focus each time on a certain aspect of our lives, our social lives, the relations between us, the connections, and through this to enlighten it through a new light, to understand more, to feel more. How does it feel to be like one family? We want to do this discussion here, not for the sake of discussing, but for our hearts to open up slightly so that we'll feel one another and that we'll feel how it's correct and proper to live in the interconnected world that we're living in today. Come join us. Nitza. Justice and law bring us into this discussion that we want to do today. When we look in general at the situation that we're in today, we're in a connected, interdependent society, and we have connections. And from that aspect, when we look at the Jewish culture, the whole aspect of law, justice, it's very foundation in the first stages of this culture. Today we want to understand the same principles of law and justice. So first of all, what's special about the principles in our special method of the Jewish culture? The Jewish culture and in general the Jewish approach is that the world is whole, complete, round. There's one law working here, nature. Some people say instead of nature, God, but it doesn't matter. Or laws of nature, or the commandments of God, it's one and the same. And a person who's in this global system of the laws, like in one complete sphere, he has to know these laws. So the entire Jewish culture, the Jewish education, is in order to bring a person to be in unity with the laws of nature. And then he'll be in the most secure situation toward himself, toward the world, toward his nation and everyone. Each and every person has to be in that, a judge, of verifying, supervising himself. And is also, since he is connected to all the other people, he also has to help, participate, show others what they should and shouldn't do to reach the optimal connection, the best possible connection at each and every moment. And since we're always changing, and each of us are changing toward our fellow man, and we're all connected together to one system, one general system, then of course this work of being in law and justice, to always bring ourselves to a state of shlemut, completeness, peace, it's a constant work. It's the work of each person and of the entire society, this work. Therefore, also in our past, there were judges. There was the era of judges. It doesn't matter what. There were wise people who were always at the head of society, and they were especially dealing with the laws, the rules, to show, to teach the people what the laws are. That's first and foremost the job of the prophets, the priests. And the people would accept it and listen and understand that without the laws, there's no way. They're not just barbaric laws that we have in all the nations, but Here, from the beginning, there was law and justice. Because a person is a very complex creature, very mean and aggressive, that's how we are from nature. We were created evil in our nature, along with the wisdom that we have, and especially in the people of Israel, the bad urges with the good wisdom, they can bring great destruction. So precisely us, especially, we have to have an education system that for children, for youngsters, it's an educational system, but to the extent that a person becomes more and more having independent power, then in accordance with that, we need an education system that's tougher and arranges him more for each and every situation, but still, the entire system is a system of correction. Even in English, it's called, we called some jails, we call them correction centers. Therefore, our system intends to build around a person education, mother, father, kids, and more circles, school, of course, etc. But the most external, that's the system of the regime, police, lawyers, courts. There weren't really jails we didn't have in the past. The Jewish people, we had special places, like special places to put people who did things. But we had law and justice in everything. In the last period, enough in any nation, there wasn't any system of laws like we had, the whole entire Talmud, especially since we see, sometimes we read laws that the Americans made up as a joke. You're not allowed to smile in the middle of the street or something, just like that. Things that, like, how is it possible that people made up such laws? But with us, it's laws according to the nature, to the extent that human society and a person inside society has to cause balance from his side toward the society, that the entire society would be in balance with nature around it, with inanimate, vegetative, animate. The laws are ecological laws that look after the general balance of society, of human society, the degree of people with the flora, with the animal kingdom. That's why we have lots of laws, how to treat trees, animals, each and everything, the land, to give room for the land to rest, etc., to trees, how to cut the tree and to not 39 works, 39 how to treat trees, how to treat animals. You can't just kill the animal, but only if you truly need it to eat it, and not part of the living that you're not allowed to eat. There's tons and tons of laws for still and animate, and they're all based on the integralness of nature, that nature is all one. And especially the laws of people, because we're acting according to the good connection between us, the general law that surrounds all of creation and arranges us as one. So the system has to be also in its structure and also dedicated to the hands of the wise ones that understand and know the laws of nature, the general integral laws of nature, the laws of man, his behavior, his nature, and truly you could see in a very transparent manner everything that's in the system of reality, not just a judge or it's a person that has to be really from one end to the other, from one end of the world to the other, because he takes each and every detail into account and sees to here, that it causes imbalance. And in accordance with that, he chooses which correction to give a person, which completion for what he caused in the balance in nature. And it could be completely in a different manner. Let's say a person did some... Let's say in one place he did one thing, and the judge that understands the entire system, he'll say to do the correction maybe in another place, not precisely in that same completion. A judge, a religious judge, has to know all the systems of the global system. All the laws of the global system. Not understanding these laws is what is causing us today this entire shattering, collapse of all the human systems that were in opposition to nature, to one another. We're destroying all of nature. We no longer know what will happen in 50 years with our grandchildren. We're not leaving them anything, and even with ourselves. If there was a correct judgment system that would maintain all of humanity in its hands and manage it in the correct manner in balance with nature, which is the general law, the big general law, then they would really bring down to us these laws, and they would look at, make sure that we would carry them out, and then all of humanity would get the proper form. I wanted to understand that this system, it's a continuation of the existing system of nature at the inanimate, animate, and animate levels, and continue it to the human society, to humanity. That's the judge, that's the court system, yes. When we look from an eagle's eye view of this whole system, of a single closed system that you call nature, that has its own general laws, and breaking those laws brings imbalance, and correcting it brings, that's the duty of the court or the education system. Up until now, you spoke about ecological aspects. You said the laws in the Jewish culture, they're ecological, not the way we normally think about it as the how a person relates to nature, but in a wider perspective of an ecosystem, of one general ecological system. You, I, and Nitsa are part of this ecological system, part of nature. So also the relations between us people are part of the laws that you called ecological, right? Yes, it's one system. Even more so, we are at the highest degree of this system, which means we can cause the biggest rotting of the system, and we're doing this, unfortunately. But if you could define, before we advance on, you spoke of this single system. You said you could also point to one law managing it. And I also understood that this law is an aspiration for balance, for all the parts to be in balance. If I want to focus on the level of relations between people, which is mainly what the judicial system deals with as people, what is the translation, the practical translation that we could define as a overlaying law that defines the balance between people that the judicial system has to maintain? Don't do to your friend as you wouldn't want him to do to you. And beyond that, love thy neighbor as thyself. The two levels of existence of the correct attitude of one person to the other. I'll try to ask the same question from another angle. You said before You take the Talmud, takes these principles and breaks them down to all kinds of cases, different cases. What's the difference between the principles on the integral basis that you're speaking of and a judicial system based on a moral system, which is accepted today? Morals is a result of the thoughts of man, that he goes around, changes from degree to degree, from level to level, from time to time, from generation to generation. What happened a few generations ago isn't accepted now, and the opposite. I remember life 50 years ago, and today there's drastic changes. What is the family, the relations between people, man and wife, parents and children? Where were we then, and what's happening now? I'm not saying for better or for worse, I'm just saying huge differences. Now, where do these differences come from? Is nature changing so much? No. But rather, people are taking what's good for them and breaking out of all the limits, and his egoistic desire wants to feel freer. And since everyone's starting to behave in this manner, then the judicial system is also changing in accordance with that. In accordance with the era, and saying we can't judge according to the old laws that we had 50 or 100 years ago, but rather now we have new laws. And there's people that are always sitting and correcting these laws. That if previously for this and this we would cut people's hands and feet off, so today we don't cut their feet off, we say they'll pay a fine. And that's it, and even less. I got a picture that the entire judicial system that's accepted today here in Israel and the world, it's based on principles, on moral principles. In my eyes, it's completely no good, because morals in my eyes, it's what's good in the eyes of man according to his ego. Ethics, according to accepted social norms of the same period. Yes, people invented them, so if that's no good, then what do you suggest instead? What's to replace it with the real thing, meaning to learn the laws of nature and in accordance with that, make laws. I don't understand. We need to take into account one thing. In order to survive, I'm talking about today, in order to survive, we must get into a connection between us, all of us, that this connection is mutuality, our avud, connection, right up to love. The judicial system must place a person in a situation where he's always advancing towards this goal. Onward. In order to not get into a decline like we have now, but rather the opposite, to raise a person to the level of consideration of his fellow man, we must activate an educational system. Today, we're in a penal system only. And we need to preempt the situation. All people have to get into education to study. What is it called? What is the integral system of nature called? How does this system behave? What is it demanding of us that we're part of this system? How much, if we act in accordance with the system, will only benefit? That we are getting desires and thoughts and urges and awakenings from this system. It's awakening each and every one of us. If we want to get these commandments of this system, It's a big system and we're little parts. If we want to be managed correctly and also to influence our management from its side in a mutual manner, because it's always happening in a feedback. How do I know what I'll think in another moment? What will I have? What will happen with me in another moment? What will I want? What will I do? Will I know whether to do something or not? We see that all of humanity is failing. This is because we don't understand this system that we're in. We need to teach people. This is called preempting. And then when he makes a mistake and breaks out and causes damage, what do? You isolate him from society, and then what? Are you correcting anything in that? No. The damage is done. And you just want to prevent further damages. So in a few years, he'll come out and he'll continue, because your prisons even, it's not a place for correcting people, just the opposite. All the systems are incorrect. If I say, for example, I'm a law student, I'm going to study what's accepted today, and say this is the first part of what I'm learning, and say I have an opportunity to learn, to add to what I'm learning another package, like you explained now, what would you teach me? First of all, to throw the books out that you're learning from, and to delete everything you learned in your head. Is it opposite, or is it something I can add to it? It's completely the opposite. It's the opposite. Tell me, if I broke your window, then of course I have to pay as much as it costs in the market. I have to bring someone to fix it and even pay damage. I caused you unpleasantness and inconvenience, etc. That you can calculate. But how can you calculate that I gave you blows, and now I'm going into prison for 2 years instead of 5 years? Who determines? Who knows that I caused damage? And just to complete the problem in the relations between us, and in that I'm bringing down all the society that I harmed you in a way like this, and it's 2 years and I have to sit in some place. What does it help that I'm sitting in some place? How does it correct me? And how does this bring benefit to everyone? Maybe say to me like this, you're not allowed to go near her, and now you need to work for a few years, and part of your salary will go toward her. That I understand, that you're getting something out of it. What are you getting out of it that they put me in jail? It's an interesting question. Who determined these laws? And they say it's not laws for correction. It doesn't correct a person. A prison isn't accepted at all according to the Torah. We see that it doesn't work. We need to correct a person, educate him. Otherwise, what are we achieving? We see that if we were truly maintaining a person according to all these laws, we wouldn't have a prison anywhere in the world. Every day they need to build a few dozen new prisons throughout the world. Therefore, it's an incorrect system. The judge isn't taking in the laws of nature into consideration. He has his book of laws where it says, according to ethics, like you said, that if somebody sat down and thought this is like this, it's the Turkish, English law, all kinds of laws that we got from the Gentiles, and we, the people of Israel, are starting to behave according to that. How is that possible? And there's no correction here. That's the main issue. There's never a correction. I was in America now. I met prisoners that left prison where they learned our education. I can even bring letters that I received from them. You want to see them here? Yeah, it's really interesting. Here, you can bring a stack of letters that I just got the last week. It's on my table. All kinds of prisons in America. So these people are truly corrected because they got this education. Why do we need to isolate them in prison? I would bring at least every person that's done some harm to someone else. It doesn't matter at what height, but first of all, put them all into study, integral study, into integral education. First of all, improve a person, correct him. And afterwards, apart from that, you also need to make sure that he'll complete the damage. A person, one person kills another person and goes into prison for 20 or 30 years. But the family that's missing that person, do they get something? Are they completing something that they're missing, at least in money or service, something? You need to put him into some work that he'll work really hard, and his entire salary, apart from what he needs to eat, his basic existence, will go to that family. Look. These are letters from American prisons that they're thanking you for the process. Yes. And I have hundreds of them. All kinds of prisons. People I was at the convention with now, they were there. People that somebody killed someone. He sat 8 years in a dungeon in isolation, and another 20 years in prison, in the general prison, and now he came out. He came 2 days before he came out, after 28 years. Just think, how many, what life does he have? What did he do in his life? And after 28 years, he came straight to the convention, to my lecture. You can see I have letters, I have good wishes from the managers of the prisons. What do these letters say? What did they learn mainly? What I'm telling you, the general system, how a person's behavior according to nature, how we need to organize human society. There's prisons where we do workshops, behavior as groups, pleasant, good behavior, because normally the relations there are bad because a person is, the entire atmosphere is like that. And we bring a different atmosphere. The management feels it right away, what's happening. To make a long story short, a religious judge has to be very wise. He has to understand all of nature and only according to nature judge a person. I would like us to switch to one of the central issues, the justice itself. It says justice, you should run after. Let's verify what justice is. The judicial system, each person feels that he's right. What does a good judge do? Apparently, that's why he's very wise. How does he run after justice? How does he run after justice? How does he know to say, this is justice? First of all, he's not looking at a person. He doesn't want to be impressed, for better or for worse, from his face. Maybe he's black, maybe he's white, maybe he's Jewish, maybe not. maybe belongs, somehow connected to the judge or not, a relative. He doesn't see him and he doesn't know. That's first of all. Second of all, he disconnects himself from any interest, characters, mood, and everything that he has that could disrupt things in his critique and his verification. And after that, he places himself in the highest manner, and verifies what damage did that person do, and he has to be at such a height that he goes around this whole system, that he bypasses the system, and he can say this person did damage like this and like that. And in accordance with that, the punishment has to be in the same form. And it's not a punishment, it's a correction, it's a completion, also for the person and also what he did in the world. A person has to be taught so that he won't do more in the future. And the correction, that he needs to correct the damage that he did. That's it. And in many cases, that same judge that for sure has to give that person, the guilty person, the integral education, that same integral education can be that he also needs to give it to those people that were harmed. What's a compromise from your angle? They usually really encourage people before they come to court to solve the problem between two people with a compromise. I don't see in these compromises anything except that there's a court that doesn't want to deal with it. Because if it's true law and justice, and it's clear what needs to happen, then why do we need to say cut in the middle? What does it mean, cut in the middle? I know the judicial system, it'll take months, and he's sneakier, and he's more pressure, etc. It's all not according to justice. All these compromises, it's just showing the weakness of the entire system. Nothing more. The problem with honesty is that we don't know these laws. We're not educated properly to be in the correct judicial system. I need to be corrected and to see this entire system in a corrected manner. And what damage I caused or somebody else caused. And I need to dress myself in those people and see why and how. The judge has to be a psychologist. He has to be a very special person, a judge. Because if I only dress in a person and in the act and who did it and caused damage and who the damage was caused to, and I need this whole situation, I need to feel, to weigh toward all of reality. Who's going to deal with that? And even if we do, it's such a great problem in each and every situation. We don't have left, actually, apart from, we don't have anything left except for the previous education that comes before everything to really preempt the problems. One of the main problems in Jewish judicial systems is two witnesses. According to two, you need two witnesses for everything. What is this thing that two people actually If two people come and give witness, then the judge comes to the conclusion that that's reality. What is this power of two witnesses that gives them such great power, the highest power, that they define that this is reality, and he accepts what they say? First of all, two witnesses, it's not two friends that come and say, we saw, they come arm in arm. We saw that he did, and that's it. Two witnesses means that they don't know each other. They don't know each other. They're not related. There's nothing between them. They're two single people, two different people. Each of them is investigated, interviewed on their own. And then after the investigation, you can understand what's happening. It's not people that belong to one party or one angle. Here there has to be a real serious critical system. Let's say they're totally kosher witnesses. What gives them this power? Say, Nitzan Aidas say, so and so to the judge, and the judge will say, this is reality, and the judge will take it like a fact. They're defining a fact. What gives them this power? Why in Jewish law did two people, you have one person and another person? Because what a normal, healthy person sees in an without being dependent or connected to the case and who did it and everything else, only based on that. That's the only thing we can rely on. There's nothing else. What are you going to do? According to what are you going to say? Two witnesses. It's apparently the only thing that you can build on, that you can build your attitude to what's happening. Not the static, inanimate level, but only the speaking level. And at the speaking level, you need at least two. And two that aren't connected to what happened and they don't have any interest or anything. You have to investigate them carefully because that's your responsibility as a judge. And there's no judge without what his eyes see, but the judge himself doesn't see these things, but rather he uses these two witnesses. It's accepted in the entire world because you have no other chance to determine what happened. But the investigation here is very important. That you're investigating these two witnesses. Are they okay? Do they understand? Do they feel? Does it really have nothing to do with them? You're investigating both of them. Why do you need two at least? Because you're investigating one over the other. Was it like this or not? Was it yes or no? And then according to your investigations with both of them, you're not placing them together. And then you begin from that to verify the truth. Maybe one is sympathetic, the other one is the opposite. But you then get out of two, you can always get the middle line. From one person you can't. When they say run after justice, what does it mean to run after justice? It means because you always have to make sure that you are not connected to anything. You have to clean yourself as if you don't exist, as if you're not human. A judge is above that. A judge is like the upper force. That's justice on the one hand. The other justice is not that you're clean inside and not connected to anything. It's that the case itself, you're going to investigate it in a manner that you're not connected to it at all. Let's say something happened in my life, and now a similar case came to my court. So, I have to clean myself from my attitude, what's awakened in me from the past. and more things like this. A judge is a human. He has to stand at the degree of justice. Justice means that he's not dependent on anything. We see, therefore, there's no judge except what his eyes see. He has no brain, he has no feeling, he has nothing of himself. He builds as an upper system. He's not in it. Then his eyes are really true. What does he see? What does he truly see? He sees the truth. What's the truth? What altogether? What's gathering together in his independent thought and feelings. I think the most significant things, what's perceived as truth, objective or subjective truth, everyone has their own truth. What I think is truth, someone else can see as completely. That's why we use this word. Truth is what has nothing to do with us. It has to be clean, and he has to judge in a clean manner, as if he doesn't exist. A judge, when he's judging, he has no permission at all to activate any feelings or his brain. You mean he needs to lean on his view of those same integral laws that you spoke of before, that when they say there's no judge except what his eyes see, the intention is not his heart and mind, but just what he sees. Only the picture without any inner corruption from myself, that's what I see, and according to that I judge. To such an extent, he goes out of his own heart and mind, of himself, outwards. You mean he doesn't extend anything from himself? But again, we're talking about the judges. There's an expression, a very well-known expression, that there's three things the world stands on: peace, justice, and you said there's all kinds of claims and things that are closed before because the judicial system doesn't have the power to deal with it. But I wanted to look at it from a different perspective. Chazal says that a court that has to bring to peace between people, so you have to ask the people, do you want us to verify the truth, what we spoke about before, or do you want to reach a compromise? And if the two that come say we agree to reach a compromise, then the judicial system agrees with it to bring about peace. What's the difference between, you said before, judge, peace, and law? How do we balance these three things that the world will stand on from the perspective that the connections between people, I'm assuming that the relations between people is the most important thing. And the past is less important. It's important what will happen tomorrow, how our interaction with the judicial system will bring us out more interconnected. What can we do in accordance with this principle that each court makes a compromise? It's good because it can bring these three things, truth and justice and peace, to the world and allow the world to exist in a better way. I would say that there are very deep things here. I don't know how to explain them. If people understand that we're all in a system that is forcing each of us to behave toward what's happening, then there's no one guilty, no one being harmed, and no witnesses, but rather each and every one of us is going into some special better role or less good role and living in that function. Therefore, this general understanding that we are all in a process, and not that any of us, none of us are guilty or heroic. There's no one preferable to anyone else, and this brings us to completion, to peace. That we begin to see in this high manner that there's no damage here, and there's no profit, and there's no calculation that a certain person did something wrong. If we're talking about a lesser degree than that, there's also truth there, then we're already in a system that we need to judge. And I think that we spoke about the completion, about the compromising. That's not truth. It's not correct. It's a big lie that the courts do. But if we reach completion, like you're asking about, it's completion from saying the general system, from a upper place. Therefore, it's desirable for people, for regular people, in regular situations, to reach court and not to sign something in the middle, to give up, to reach all kinds of agreements, because in that they are giving up. And neither of them come out happy from it. That's not justice. That's not truth. And of course, does not bring peace. I'm all for law and justice, and in that teaching a person why I think that, what's happening, what will happen, if not like this or otherwise. This is the attitude. A person needs to learn from this. He needs to understand why he received a punishment like this. You might send him now for a few months to study, and then you'll continue his trial along with him, that he'll see the damage he did, and he himself will discover what kind of correction he has to do to fix the damage. Then it will truly be a completion. Today we see that throughout the last years, society is losing faith in the judicial system. There's a descent in judges, lawyers, and judges, everything. It's clear. A long time ago, everything left those same standards of honesty that we had once upon a time. What can be done? This is the deterioration of the generations. Bribery, lies, closing our eyes over everything. There's nothing that can be done until that's the judge. I can't imagine how there can be any change without the integral education. There's something very smart. They say that anyone lifting a hand to his friend to hit him, even though he didn't hit him, is called evil. And actually, a person is judged not on the act, but on the intention. What's behind this principle that if I'm about to do it, it's as if I did it? Why do they call me evil even if I didn't do it? I prevented myself from doing it. I was about to hit you. I stopped at the last second. There's somebody stopped me. Why? I wanted to hit you. They're saying to me, you're already evil. But why did you stop? because you're afraid of being punished. You're rotten. You have to go through corrections. You have to. If a person thinks that he really wants to kill the other person, that's already damage as if he killed him. That's the question. In the general system, that's how we cause damage. We're not talking about the creature, but rather what? Our body is at the living level. It's an animal. Hands, feet, head, heart. It's all a creature or not. It's a living body. What makes you different than a monkey or a cow or something? I'm asking your body, not your personality. What do you mean? There's no difference between my body. You're talking about the character in me. And how does this connect to the example I gave, that if I even think about hitting you, then I'm already thought of as evil? You want to damage my body. The fact that you treated me this way, you're already belonging to the system. Your entire heart and mind are in the general system. When? Now. Before the thought, after the thought, at some point in life you scream out, I'm willing to kill you. I hate you to such an extent. And that's it, we're finished. You took this damage into the general system. It's as if you killed him already. But I didn't kill him. Yes, he did, but I didn't kill him. I stopped at the last second. What did you stop? You stopped to not harm your body. It's just the spirit of the person. And here's my donkey that you killed. Or maybe you wanted to kill the person inside me, that's even worse. So you really, really hurt at the living level and even the human level, the animate level and the human level. So now what are we going to do with you that you caused this harm? You thought like this. Your thoughts, your rotten thoughts went into the general system. It's targeted toward me, toward everyone. It's rotting everything. What should we do with you? That's called me being evil? Yes, you killed. Not just evil, you killed someone. But he's alive. But you thought to kill him. That went into the general system of the computer. Which computer? The general computer of all of nature. So someone who's truly, you spoke about the special attributes that a person needs, and a person at the highest level can see it, can see, they can see what my thought that I put into this computer. If a person is integral, the judge, he can see. And then what will he do? He'll give you a punishment. He'll give me a punishment? Yes. I thought you said he needs to teach me something. What can he teach me? The general system, that you'll know what you're doing, to what extent your thoughts are bad, and how you can correct what you damaged. And through what changes you can possibly complete what you did. What does it mean? That same damage that you thought badly of me, that it goes between all of us in the air, and now you need to complete it. Say he wanted to kill you. Then how does he complete it now? He works on himself. Then what will happen? In order to begin to love me, so to complete things, to make peace, the person that I hate, I need to transform it to... I have to transform to seem as someone important to me. Let's say in a corrected society, I come to Peretz and I say, you want to hit me, but now you explain to me that in the general system, it already puts something negative into the system. You have to complete the integral education so that you're saying, preventive treatment, yes. Okay, that's something ahead of us. I still want a sentence to conclude this law and justice. How do you see it in a society that aspires to be one family, where there will be love and connection and unity between all people and justice with the ecosystem that each of us has inside, we each complete one another, and mutuality is the... How will we see the judicial system in the corrected society? In the corrected society, each person will more or less know what he needs to complete at each moment in society so that society will be entirely perfect. And in that, every one person needs to be a judge and also a judge. And truly, to each one has to do on themselves a correction from where they got off the path from the ideal state. And we have to advance in this each and every day. All the verifications, how to reach a state where what he's causing the system is for sure only good. That's everyone's role. So you're saying in the corrected society, that's my impression. Thank you, Rev Lyman. Thank you, Nitza. Until next time, all the best. Good life.